Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Today, we're taking a look through the highlights from DC Comics solicits for August 2024, including Absolute Power, Plastic Man, and much, much more. This is Comic Book Club News for June 17, 2024. It's once again time to take a look 3 months into the future thanks to DC Comics' September solicits, aka the text and covers they send to comic book stores to try and drum up pre-orders of books. And this September at DC Comics is mostly about Absolute Power, the event that finds the DC superheroes and villains without powers. So not really Absolute Power. I'd say Absolute Zero, but that's a different thing too. Anyway, we've already covered several of the titles here on the podcast, but there are multiple tie-in issues for Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. There's the main title, of course, and two spin-off miniseries wrap up their run. Plus, at least one one-shot issue. So, absolutely lots of Absolute Power. Also previously covered here on the podcast, the incredibly long-named Batman The Long Halloween The Last Halloween, which kicks off with both a zero-issue reprinting of The Long Halloween special by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, and the beginning of a new 10-issue series. This month's issue is also by Loeb, with art by Eduardo Risso. Keeping on the Batman bent, Greg Smallwood writes and draws Batman the Barbarian, a bi-monthly title that repaints The Dark Knight as a Conan-style adventurer. Detective Comics number 1089 brings Rom V's long run on the title to a finish, so case closed. And Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo also wrap up their lauded run on Nightwing, so also case closed. If you're looking for something that crosses over video games and comics, and why wouldn't you be, Multiverse's Collision Detected ties into the new Super Smash Bros. Style Warner Brothers game, and has Superman and Wonder Woman meeting Bugs Bunny, Finn and Jake, and many more. In a surprising bit of news, former EIC Dan DiDio is back at DC, writing a story in DC's I Know What You Did Last Crisis, an anthology of spooky stories set during DC Comics events past. And Kyle Starks and Kyle Hotz tackle the Lobo cancellation special, which you could probably figure out from the title. Meanwhile, Plastic Man No More, from Christopher Cantwell and Alex Linz, finds the title character near death and searching for his criminal son in what is described as a body horror noir. And perhaps the most controversial synopsis from the solicits comes via Black Label book Jenny Sparks Number 2 by Tom King and Jeff Spokes, which finds the title character hitting a bar after getting woken up by 9/11. No, I'm not joking. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And that was a not at all uncomfortable note to end done, right? Case closed. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.